Chinese diplomat threatens to cut dirty neck of Japan's Prime Minister Takaichi over Taiwan comments. By Christian K. Caruso on November 11, 2025. The Japanese government on Monday demanded explanations from China after Shui Zhen, the Chinese consul general in Osaka, threatened to cut Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's dirty neck. Shui, in a now-deleted social media post on X, formerly Twitter, reportedly threatened Takaichi over remarks recently issued by the Prime Minister regarding Taiwan. According to the Tokyo Weekender, the Chinese diplomat's message read, "We have no choice but to cut off that dirty neck that has lunged at us without a moment's hesitation. Are you ready?" The now-deleted social media post included a link to a news article covering comments made by Takaichi on Taiwan during her Friday address at the Diet. Takaichi, responding to a Japanese legislator, said during the session that a military attack against Taiwan could trigger a worst-case scenario for Japan's survival that could lead to the deployment of Japanese military forces should said prospective conflict pose a threat to Japan. Takaichi further defended her position on Monday when asked for clarification. "Although I did state a number of possible scenarios, I also said the government will make a comprehensive judgment on whether the situation constitutes a survival-threatening situation taking into account all information," the Japanese Prime Minister reportedly said. The Japanese government immediately lodged a complaint over Shui's inflammatory threats against Takaichi. Japanese Chief of Cabinet Kihara Minoru told reporters on Monday that the Japanese government asked China for a clear explanation of the diplomat's message, and pointed out that it is not the first time Shui has issued an inappropriate post. U.S. Ambassador to Japan George Glass also condemned Shui's threats through an X post in both English and Japanese. The mask slips, again. Just a few months ago, Shui Jin compared Israel with Nazi Germany. Now, he threatens Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi and the Japanese people. Time for Beijing to behave like the good neighbor it talks repeatedly about, but fails repeatedly to become, the message read. Takaichi's Friday remarks appear to have angered the Chinese communist regime. In a Monday press conference, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Zhen condemned Takaichi's statements as wrongful. Lin claimed that Takaichi's words constitute a gross interference in China's internal affairs and are a violation of its One China principle, which falsely claims the sovereign nation of Taiwan is a province of China. "This is highly inconsistent with the political commitments made by the Japanese government so far and is egregious in terms of both the nature and impact," Lin told reporters. China deplores and opposes that and has made serious demarches and protests to Japan. Taiwan is China's Taiwan. How to solve the Taiwan question and achieve reunification is China's own affair that doesn't tolerate any foreign interference, he added. What signal is the Japanese leader trying to send to Taiwan independent separatist forces? Is Japan up to challenge China's core interests and stop its reunification? Where exactly does Japan want to take its relations with China?